This is BBC Radio 3. It's a 10:15 this Tuesday night. Well, coming up at 11:45, Fiona Torkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, Charles Hazlewood presents the second of this evening's proms.
Hello, and welcome to the Royal Albert Hall. Tonight is Folk Night at the BBC Proms. It's 50 years since the death of Percy Grainger, maverick composer and inveterate collector of folk music from right around the world. And of course, Grainger took these folk tunes and through his arrangements created evocative, poetic and often surprising new pieces of music. Well, those hallmarks could just as easily be applied to tonight's star Northumbrian piper, Catherine Tickell. So, tonight we're going to hear medleys of existing folk material, plus arrangements by Percy Grainger, and of course, new arrangements by Catherine. And Catherine will be narrating the show as we go through the set. Joining me on stage already, the Northern Sinfonia, the Wilson family, Catherine Tickell's band. But now please join me in giving a very warm welcome to conductor John Hall, special guest vocalist June Tabor, and of course, Catherine Tickell.
As I was walking one morning in May, down by the green bushes I chanced for to stray. I met a fair maiden, and charming was she. Down by the green bushes, she chanced to meet me. Oh, why are you loitering, my pretty maid? I wait for my true love, kind sir, she did say. If I be your true love, oh, will you agree to leave your own sweetheart and marry with me? I'll give you fine beavers and fine silken gowns. I'll give you fine petticoats flounced to the ground. I'll give you fine clothing, and rich you shall be, if you leave your own sweetheart and marry with me. I don't want your beavers, nor your fine silken hose. I'm not such a fool as to marry for clothes. But if you're proof constant, to you I'll be true. And I'll leave my own true love and marry with you. Come, let us be going, kind sir, if you please. Come, let us be going from under those trees. There's my sweetheart a-calling, down yonder I see. Down by the green bushes, where he vowed to meet me. And when he came there, and he found she was gone, he's looked all around him like a man quite forlorn. She's gone with some other, proved faithless to me. what do you green bushes forever, says he. I'll be like some schoolboy, spend my whole time in play. No false-hearted young girl to stand in my way. No false-hearted woman to serve me so sore. So adieu, you green bushes, I'll see you no
thank you.
Colliding, coexisting, you could say, from the solo voice of June Tabor to Granger-infused orchestra to Catherine Dekel's band. You just heard them there. Two traditional songs, one new one. Here is Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to this late night prom, celebrating the music of Percy Granger, particularly his settings of folk music. And in a little bit of a role reversal, it's not just the classical composer being influenced by traditional folk music. In this concert, you've got folk musicians being inspired and informed by the music of Percy Grainger as well. And some of those traditional tunes that he pinched, we've pinched them back. And I think he would have approved, I hope he would have approved. And we're going to continue now with a quartet of my friends from Northern Symphonia playing Grainger's Molly on the Shore.
Percy Grainger's take on Molly on the Shore. Bradley Creswick and Cara Humphreys, the violinists, Michael Gerard, the violist, and Louisa Tuck, the cellist, the principal, string players from the Northern Symphonia.
Thank you.
Percy Grainger's version of a great old Morris Men tune, Shepherd's Hay. Now we'll hear Catherine Tickell and her band and their take on it. Thank you. Granger to Catherine Tickell and back to Granger again. Radically different treatments of a grand old song. Proof positive, I guess, that you can't hold a good tune down. Talking of good tunes, there's one coming up now which I'm pretty certain everyone will know. Northern Symphonia, conductor John Harle, with Percy Granger's setting of Early One Morning, that exquisite old English folk tune. We've got to face it, haven't we? We've always done melancholy well, what Shakespeare calls the dying fool.
One of the things that I particularly love about Granger is just the emotional depth and the intensity of his music. And I think that's particularly true in his sea shanty settings. And in Shallow Brown, you can really hear the yearning and the loss of the woman that's kind of watching as her man is taken further and further away from her by the sea. And Granger was always very conscious and very aware of the people that he collected his songs from. He was interested in them and in their personalities, their characteristics, their styles of singing. And I think the Shallow Brown arrangement really mirrors the intensity with which he heard. It was John Perring, actually, it was a sailor from Dartmouth that he heard first singing this song. And he would have sung it with intensity, because with sea shanties, you don't tend to sing them lightly. They're work songs, they're not lullabies.
round the Bay of Mexico,
all around the Bay of Mexico,
way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico,
when I was young and in me prime,
way up Susiana, pretty girls came around in nine, round the Bay of Mexico,
all around the Bay of Mexico,
way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico.
Them Nassau girls don't wear no comb,
way up Susiana, comb their hair with a kipper back and bone, round the Bay of Mexico,
all around the Bay of Mexico,
way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico.
But now I'm old and going grey,
way up Susiana, pretty girls walk the other way, round the Bay of Mexico,
all around the Bay of Mexico,
way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico,
yeah,
Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico.
The Wilson family, five brothers from Billingham Teesside, with that traditional sea shanty, Round the Bay of Mexico.
Thank you.
Shalom, oh Shalom Rab. Shalom, oh Shalom, Brown. Master's going to sell me. Shalom, oh Shalom. Sell me to a Yankee. Shalom, oh Shalom, Brown. Sell me for a dollar. Shalom. Oh, Shalom Brown. Great big Yankee dollar. Shalom. Oh, Shalom Brown. Fare thee well. Juliana, Shalom, oh Shalom, love you well, Juliana, Shalom. Shalom, Brown. Bound away to leave you. Shalom, oh, Shalom, Brown.
Voice you could quite literally climb inside. June Tabor with Shalom Brown. And before that, we heard Percy Grainger's arrangement, complete with the ominous sound of the sea and the flapping of the rigging. The bass soloist, by the way, Michael Bundy from the BBC Singers. John Hall conducted the Northern Symphonia.
That was the very wonderful June Tabor. And we've all been really looking forward to tonight's concert, but I have to admit that that little group of shanties there, the Wilsons, and then the Shalom Brown Grainger arrangement, and then June, I've been so desperate to hear that. I knew it was going to be good. I loved it. Oh, anyway, getting all overcome. Jimmy, it's funny. It's like I can almost sense the presence of Percy Grainger here. I can imagine him thinking to himself, imagine a concert with an unaccompanied folk singer, a Northumbrian piper, piano accordion, crazy fiddle player, guitar, Northern Symphonia coming all the way down from the Sage, Gateshead, the BB singers just popping in because they happen to be in the area, and a fearful bunch of fraternal folk singers from Teesside. All on stage. at the same time. He would have loved it. But can you imagine what he might have written for all of us to play together? It possibly would have been something along the lines of the Scotch Strathspeyan Reel, which we're going to finish off this concert with, conducted by John Hall. But just before we get to that moment, we're going to do another little Strathspeyan Reel set for you, just to get you in the mood.
Thank you.
The Wilson family, the BBC singers, or rather the men of the BBC singers, the Northern Symphonia conductor John Harle, with Percy Grainger's Strathspey and Reel, no less than six Scottish and Irish tunes and half tunes, plus, well, let's face it, the most famous sea shanty of them all, What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor. And before that, of course, we heard Catherine Tickell and her band, Peter Tickell on fiddle, Amy Thatcher on accordion, and Josh Clapp on guitar, with Catherine's own Strathspey, followed by arrangements of Molly on the Shore and the New Rigged Ship. And all of it together, the kind of dizzying fusion of worlds that Percy Grainger would doubtless have loved. Well, warm applause, as you can hear here at the Albert Hall, to a wonderfully broad and soul-searching folk night. Catherine Tickell has said that she regards Percy Grainger as one of the most thrilling musical personalities that ever existed, and finds his interpretations to be full of love, fun, vitality, and often outrageousness. Well, I'd say her arrangements are more than a match for his. Looks like we might be in store for just a little something more. Hey, of course. And by the way, of course, there's a very strong Northumbrian contingent on stage tonight, so therefore no surprise that the multi-talented Amy Thatcher, accordionist in Catherine Tickell's band, should end up clogging at the front. Now, if you'd like to see tonight's concert, just tune in to BBC Four at 7:30 on Sunday the 14th of August. Tomorrow night here at the Proms, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and their chief conductor, Donald Runicles, will be here at the Proms with a concert of French music. Debussy's Prelude appelé pour l'après-midi d'un faune, Henri Dutilleux's Cello Concerto with soloist Lynn Harrell, And two pieces by Ravel, his complete Ballet Daphnis and Chloe with the Edinburgh Festival Chorus, and his orchestral blockbuster, Bolero. That's tomorrow at 7:30 here at the Royal Albert Hall, and of course live here on BBC Radio 3. But for now, for the rest of tonight's programme, I'll hand you on to Jonathan Swain at Broadcasting House.
Charles, thank you very much, Charles. Hazelwood there at the Royal Albert Hall. Well, at 12:45 tonight, Late Junction, Fiona Talkington's late night mix, including An Imaginary Landscape for 12 Radios by John Cage, and a piece for Tibetan Prayer Bowls by Ian Chambers. Also, there's Grieg in Outer Space. That's Late Junction at 11:45. Until then, Brazilian folk song and dance has filtered through the musical imagination of Villa-Lobos, his Brazilian cycle, opening with a native planting song. The pianist is Cristina Ortiz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dance of the White Indian, ending that Brazilian cycle by Villa-Lobos. The pianist was the Brazilian-born Cristina Ortiz.
In the previous series of More or Less...
Trumpton Fire Station.
The programme all about numbers.
Hello, this is the Treasurer of Trumptonshire County Council. Is that Captain Flack?
Yes, it is.
Please, will you or one of your team find Dibble and sack him?
Yes, of course, we will. Right away.
It's one of the hardest phone calls I've ever had to make. It's not just the human cost. It's that I'm not even sure these cuts will help restore prosperity to Trumptonshire. There are plenty of people telling me that making cuts is self-defeating.
A World of Numbers, explained by Tim Harford. More or Less on BBC Radio 4, Friday afternoons at 1:30.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 12:45 and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Mama, hold me in. And hello again from me, Fiona Talkington. A shorter than usual programme tonight after that late night prom. And opening there with a rather lovely lullaby from Tahiti. Also coming up tonight, a rather unusual way of listening to Grieg. There's Martin Carthy from 40 years ago and John Cage's rather surprising imaginary landscape for 12 radios. This is from 40 years ago too, the beautiful singing of Anne Briggs and a song called Standing on the Shore.
Through the mist my ship has sailed, leaving me behind all the things left unsaid. That's where in my
Ian Chambers sent such a great piece for Bicycle Bells a while ago, and now he's turned to wine glasses and birra and a synthesizer called the Chimera for a piece called Fordwells. And that followed Anne Briggs from 1971 and a song called Standing on the Shore, which comes from her album The Time Has Come. Also from 1971, this song from Martin Carthy.
The green leaves fall therewith. And who would wish for a finer love than brown Adam the smith? Oh, his armour is all the beaten gold, and his anvils all the steel. Oh, his fingers white, they are my delight, and he blows at his bellows well. They have banished him, a young brown Adam, from father and from mother. And they have banished him, young brown Adam, from sister and from brother. And they have banished him, a young brown Adam, from the flower of all his kin. And he's built him a bower in the gay green wood, all between his lady and him. And as it fell out all on one day, brown Adam he fought long. And he is away to the gay green wood for to hunt him venison. And he's taken his bow all in his hand, and his arrows one by one. And he is away to the gay green wood as fast as he could run. And he shot up and he shot down the bird all on the briar. And he sent it on to his gay lady, told her be all of good cheer. And he shot up and he shot down the flower all on the thorn. And he sent it on to his gay lady, told her he would be home in the morn. Adam he come to his own bower door, and he stood there a little way away. And it was there that he spied a full false knight come a-tempting his lady gay. Oh, the knight drew out a gay gold ring that had cost him many's the pound. Oh, grant me love for love, lady, and this shall all be thine. Oh, a love, brown Adam, well, she says, and I know that he loves me. And I would not give brown Adam's love for any false knight that I see. So the knight drew out a purse of gold that was filled right up to the string. Oh, grant me love, O love, lady, our this shall all be thine. Oh, a love brown Adam, well, she says, and I know that he loves me. And I would not give brown Adam's love for any false knight such as thee. So the knight drew out his noble sword, and it flashed there all in the rye. Oh, grant me love, oh, love, lady, or through you this shall go. Then the sighing says, dear lady gay, brown Adam tarries long. Then up there jumped him brown Adam, he says, lady, I'm here at your hand. And he's made him leave his bow and his ball, and he's made him leave his brand. And he's made him leave a far better thing, four fingers of his right hand.
Martin Carthy and the story of Brown Adam. That's from Martin's 1971 album called Landfall. As I was hearing news of the events unfolding in Norway on the 22nd of July, I was just listening to a new CD which I'd received that very day. The trio In the Country is a band very close to my heart, and their version of Brothers in Arms on the new CD seems now even more poignant. Thank you. Brothers in Arms, arranged and played thereby in the country. And their new CD, DVD, Sights and Sounds is released next month. When I was in Bergen earlier on in the year, I was taken one very rainy Saturday morning to a tea shop where I was promised that a surprise lay in store for me. I couldn't have predicted that I was about to witness a giant machine which, when fed specially imported tea from China, played Grieg's music sent from outer space. Thank you.